Karen wrote in this week. She listens on our Green Valley affiliate, KGVY, south of Tucson. Wants to know if there's a reflective paint that you could put on your home that will reduce your electric bill. Now, no.
Well, yes, there is. Yes, there is. But then the second part of the question is, do you ever want to pay back? Do you ever want a return on investment? Oh, they make that paint, and they're very proud of it. I think it's north of $100 a gallon. And the idea that you're going to paint your house with that and save money on your electric bill or get an increased duration of the paint job, we have not found either of those two cases to be true. So you are just spending a whole bunch of ton of money for nothing, in my humble opinion, at this point in time.
Now, there is a coating that's cork-based,
yes,
that you can make that sprays on it, and they advertise it as a great heat gain reducer. It's still fairly new to the desert, pretty popular up in Canada for keeping the heat inside during the winter.
Right.
Because they say cork will never go above, I can't remember the temperature differentials, but it doesn't change a lot. And they say a layer of it on the exterior of your home, you could put it right on your walls, you could put it on your tile roof, your asphalt roof, whatever. You could coat the whole thing and it comes in different colors. The problem we've had with it is it's never taken off. No one's ever been able to get enough business for it in Arizona to stay in business long enough. So you'll have somebody come in, they'll do it for a couple of years, and then they'll go out of business. Well, we've got one of our partners in Tucson, Andrew at Intelligent Design. He's got air conditioning and plumbing. He's adding this cork as a third service. So he's going to be able to help keep that going because he's got, it's his whole business isn't relying on this application, applying this product to stay in business. So we'll be looking forward to getting some real case studies for somebody that'll be in business and see what kind of heat reduction that can benefit.
The tests we've seen on the product are pretty impressive.
And
all right,
we had an email also from a homeowner this week asking about taking his electric bill lower. It was a 2,400 square foot home, and he was
I'm gonna cover that in detail next week.
About 200. And 21 bucks. I mean, that's, and when you look at your power bill, you've got to go to the section of kilowatt use.
Yes.
Because if you went to his kilowatt use section, he was only paying 138 in energy use. That other, $90 is everyone that's got their hand in your pocket on your electric bill. This taxes and that taxes and this surcharge and that environmental fee and blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I've got that
you
email.
You can't do anything about those.
And I'm going to dive into that again in great detail next week on next week's show. The takeaways from today's show in the Outdoor Living Hour.
Time to prune. If you've got heavy branches and trees before the summer winds hit, now's the time to prune so it doesn't knock them over.
Mr. John Eisenhower from Save a Tree Integrity Tree Service came in and spent an hour with us. In the 8 o'clock hour, we talked about eliminating your house of creepy, crawly pests like scorpions, black widows, brown recluses, and other such uninvited guests. We have a specific four-pronged attack that we talked about in that hour. You can get all of this information on our podcast by just going on the website, rosieonthehouse.com. In the 10 o'clock hour, we talked about our number one most asked question this week is, can I seal my pavers myself? We have a very specific brand name product that we recommend and a very specific way to go. When I called Nathan Angel, he was actually on a little staycation beside a swimming pool. And he said, I saw it was you. If it was anybody else, I wasn't going to answer. I said, well, I won't keep you. I just have two questions. Sealing pavers yourself, can you do it? He says, yes, under two conditions. You can read and follow directions, and you use this product, Technoseal. If you can do those two things, yes, you can clean your pavers and seal your pavers yourself. Then we finished the hour with, again, one of our most asked questions throughout the year is, what do we do about water treatment in our house? We had George come in from All About Water, one of our Rosie certified water treatment specialists. If you liked what George had to say, how could you not have? give him a call at 480-892-7556. If you want an education on how to shop water treatment equipment, grab that podcast and listen to it. Folks, we had a great time today. I hope you had a great time today. And I hope you have a great week. And I promise one thing, we'll be back right here next Saturday morning.